26 states, including Wisconsin, are challenging the federal Patient Protection Affordable Care Act. It was passed by a slim margin in Congress and is set to take effect starting in 2014. The National Federation of Independent Business is also challenging the act. Bill Smith is Wisconsin State Director of the NFIB. He says the act subjects employers to new mandates and taxes.
We'll start just with that health care tax that ostensibly is a tax on health insurers. The study that we released today that the NFIB Research Foundation did indicates that that will raise the cost of employer-sponsored health insurance in Wisconsin by 2 to 3%. In Wisconsin, it will cost us 2,300 jobs over the next 10 years because just of that one tax, and about 1,500 of those will be jobs that will be lost by small businesses.
Smith says small employers don't know the exact implications of the Health Care Act that makes them unwilling to hire people or buy new equipment. The Supreme Court is reviewing decisions by lower courts regarding the act. On Tuesday, a Washington, D.C. Circuit Court judge ruled that the individual mandate is constitutional. It would require all citizens to buy coverage. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.